The following is from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
Well, that fanfare says it's time to talk about the latest movie with Matt O'Lean, and you went to one that's getting a lot of buzz, Matt, Eighth Grade.
Eighth Grade. It's rated R, by the way. I want to tell parents that up front in case your teenager wants to go.
Well, my Eighth Grade was rated R as well, so well, I remember vividly.
Yeah. So writer-director Bo Burnham, this film is now playing in wide release in Fargo. It's at Marcus and the Fargo Theater both, which is unusual. And it should be available pretty much everywhere now. This is writer-director Bo Burnham's look into the last week of eighth grade of a young girl named Kayla, played by Elsie Fisher. And this might be my favorite film of the year so far. And you might say, well, it's a teen movie. How can that be your favorite movie of the year? It is so different from other teen movies I've seen in recent years. It is so realistic, Doug, and I think that's what they were going for. It's not a huge budget, not a huge cast that anybody's heard of. Josh Hamilton plays Kayla's dad, single dad. I'll get to that in a few minutes as well with that portrait. But the film really aims to be realistic, and I think what it nails is her awkwardness, which we've seen on screen before. She's very awkward, doesn't have a lot of friends. She does like video blogs. She has her own videos, little tips she gives kids, but no one really watches them. Her views are very, very low. She tries to put herself out there, tries to talk more to people, gets invited to this birthday pool party by a girl who really doesn't want her to come. But the girl's mom forces her to invite her. That's a fascinating scene where she has to put a bathing suit on. And, you know, she doesn't have a perfect body. She's still, you know, kind of going through that formation of puberty. And so she's embarrassed to be at the pool party. And what's amazing about this film, Doug, is Elsie Fisher, there's no makeup on her. She's got acne. These massive close-ups we have of her in her bed playing with her phone, she's got acne. She slouches. She's awkward. Her body's not perfect.
She looks like an eighth grader.
She looks like an eighth grader. This is not some Disney princess perfect actress that we're watching. It's not even something like Edge of 17, which was a film that came out 2 years ago with Hailee Steinfeld. That was a good film, Doug, but by comparison, that film looks completely unrealistic because we're supposed to believe Hailee Steinfeld is unpopular and looks like Hailee Steinfeld. And she's a little too self-assured in the film. She's a little too funny. We don't get any of that with Elsie Fisher. Her conversations with other kids are awkward. There's a scene she has in the backseat of a car with an older boy that's so awkward to watch, kind of this yin and yang back and forth. Nothing untoward happens, I must say that, so if parents are wondering. But in the scene, it doesn't. But it's so awkward that you really feel like you're watching something like you're spying on a teenager in real life. And that's what Burnham nails with this film. And he really also nails the obsession with technology. That really hasn't been portrayed on screen as effectively as this is. The Snapchat obsession, the YouTube obsession, the obsession with watching how-to videos, the phone obsession. And what he also gets is this point of a child's development where they start pushing their parents away. And you see that with her and her single dad, played by Josh Hamilton. And he can be doing nothing. And she'll say, why are you being weird? Why are you being quiet? Don't be weird and quiet at the same time. He can't do anything right. And believe me, I've been there. I have a 17 and a 10-year-old. And the obsession with technology, kind of this pushing of parents away with the 17-year-old specifically, you know, being snappy, being obnoxious, you know, you say something completely innocuous and they react completely differently. He nails that. Josh Hamilton, really good as the dad, single dad. Now we get a single dad portrait in this film, which we don't always see on film. I won't, you know, tell viewers, what's up with the mother. You'll have to go see the film, but it's really interesting, their relationship. He loves her so much. He's trying to connect with her. They do have a scene near the end of the film that really is touching and emotional that will, if you have kids or don't have kids, will probably get you emotional. So this is as realistic a teen movie as I've ever seen, Doug, and it's rated R. Parents need to make that decision if they want their 14 or 15-year-old to go and they accompany them. I think it would be worth it. It's a soft R, in my opinion, but it really gives you a glimpse into the life of modern teenagers circa 2018.
I just think the idea is kind of brilliant because eighth grade, in my personal experience, was as memorable as any time I had in school. And I remember the first week more vividly than any other experience in school. This is about the last week. But there's so much change going on in your body, in your social life. It's just an amazing transformative period for most kids.
Yeah,
and I think most parents remember it.
And she's, you know, she's Elsie Fisher is so good in this part. I really hope the Oscar voters don't forget her. I don't know if she's going to be a big star as an adult. I don't know where she goes from here. I don't know if she's got movie star status. But this is as real and raw as you're going to get with acting. And she's so good. She's so awkward. I mean, the ability to perform an awkward scene, which isn't terribly melodramatic. It's like you're watching something real. You know, sometimes in movies, Doug, we get sort of a heightened sense of comedy, a heightened sense of unreality to make things funny or to make things interesting. That's not really the case here, and she just pulls it off perfectly.
Now, you're mentioning that it's getting multiple plays around here. So the audience is there for it.
I think the audience is there. What we don't know, Doug, is will the R rating keep the box office down? That's what we're not sure of. Also, is it a film teenagers want to go to? That's another question. Or would they rather go to the latest horror film?
Do they want to look in the mirror?
Do they want to look in the mirror and see a 95-minute film in which not a lot of stuff happens in the film? What happens is her life, her 1 week at the end of eighth grade as she struggles to move on to ninth grade, make new friends. I will say what's pretty cool in the film is when they do – they have this program where they connect her with a high school girl to kind of mentor them, and they shadow them for a day. That's a great scene as well where she shadows this older girl who really takes to Kayla. She's nice to her. She thinks she's cool. So now all of a sudden this is a good thing for Kayla. She's connected with a girl who's in 10th or 11th grade that's really looking out for her and trying to help her. So that was a good thing I liked in the scene in the film as well. But, you know, what happens to Kayla beyond 8th grade, that's for the audience to kind of decide.
So you don't see any kind of a sequel here called 9th grade or 10th grade?
No, this is a standalone film. And I like I said, I really hope Oscar voters don't forget about this film because it's so much better than something like Edge of 17, which I liked, actually. I'm comparing it to that film because that's the most recent teen film I saw. But that film is unrealistic. When Hailee Steinfeld jokes with Woody Harrelson, who's her teacher, in kind of this unrealistic way, that's what eighth grade doesn't have. Eighth grade is it's technology obsessed, it's awkward, and it's brilliant. And Bo Burnham should really be credited with crafting a near masterpiece, I would say.
Well, I've seen only the trailer, and the trailer made me remember.
Yeah, nice to see a good single father portrait on film. We don't see that as much. So that was nice to see, and Josh Hamilton really plays the dad very well.
Well, this is one I look forward to seeing, so thanks for watching it and giving me that impetus. I've got a very, I think, simple Oscar trivia question because I was rushed today to find one. So here we go. Matt O'Lean, what was the last entirely black and white film to win Best Picture?
The Artist.
Okay, what year?
2011.
You got it. We've been to the movies with Matt O'Lean.
Main Street airs at 3 and 7 Central weekdays on Prairie Public.